Okay, I'm ready to accept your story that you're Eddie the Rat. I guess you ought to know who you are. Thanks. I don't want to appear unfriendly, Eddie, but... Well, my thought processes are a little scrambled right now.
Yeah, you were zonked.
I was not zonked. I might have fallen into a light doze, but I wasn't... Guard dogs never sleep on the job.
Right, resting your eyes.
Something like that, yes. It just happened that my eyes were, very tired.
Right.
Extremely tired.
Uh-huh.
Stinging and burning from all the stress of conducting an investigation. For your information, you've just blundered into a high-security zone, and a guy like you could get himself shot.
Uh-oh.
Right. See, this is Sally Mae's watermelon patch. Maybe you didn't know that. I narrowed my eyes and studied his masked face. Or maybe you did. Weren't you just singing a song about watermelons?
Me? No. Yankee Doodle Dandy.
You were singing about watermelons. Watermelon, 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 cantaloupe, black-eyed peas. That's an exact quote.
Nope, not me. Yankee Doodle. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a donkey. Stuck a feather in his ass and turned it to a monkey.
Eddie, that's not the song I heard.
Yeah, hee hee. But you were dreaming. Happens when you sleep. Listen, got a deal.
I stared at him in total disbelief. What? Are you nuts? Listen, bud, I've had enough of your deals to ruin one life, and that's plenty. No more deals, Eddie. In fact, let's cut the small talk and go straight to the bottom line. I'm here to investigate the vandalism of 137 watermelons.
Gosh.
We have reason to believe a gang of raccoons did the job.
Wow!
Because we found coon tracks all over the place, don't you see?
Awesome!
And Eddie, you're a raccoon. I don't want to scare you, pal, but the weight of the evidence is about to fall right smack on top of your head. It appeared that I had blown the case wide open.